Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, hour number two is off and running, and we are grateful to be with you. Thank you to those of you who have been calling 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Friends, we're doing something unique tonight that's kind of fun. We're leaving a positive example behind for people that really want to see change take place in the world. We're doing something about it. Because I don't think that the America of burning cop cars and defunding police departments and all kinds of other stuff is really representative of what our nation needs. You know what we're much more akin to? That cute video of that officer kneeling down and comforting a young African-American girl in Houston yesterday because she was afraid that police were going to shoot her and her family. He just said, no, sweetie, we're here to protect you so that you can have your demonstration. You know who else is sick of the destruction? The brother of George Floyd, Terrence Floyd. He spoke at that Brooklyn Memorial Service. Take a listen.
I'm proud of the protest, but I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm going to say that again. I'm proud of the protest, but I'm not proud of the destruction.
Yeah, and who can blame him? Because here, look, bottom line is, that's what will go down in history associated with his brother's death. If more people die from the protests than died in the incident, then his brother, whose fault none of it is, his brother should have never been arrested. It was a phony charge. He certainly didn't deserve to have a knee put on his neck and suffocated to death in such a humiliating way. Those four officers, they need to go to jail. We need to get rid of bad apples. There's no doubt about that. But his brother clearly understands if the protests bring about more violence and more death than his brother's original incident, then the legacy of his brother's name will not be one that is looked favorably upon. So I don't blame Terrence Floyd for saying, no, we don't want that. We're not associated with that. Nor should they be. He says they're a family of faith, and he says that they're a peaceful family. I've really been impressed with his brother, who doesn't fancy himself articulate or anything important. He just humbly has said to the public now twice, do the right thing. And I appreciate that, Terrence. If you're listening tonight, Terrence Floyd, I appreciate you and your example. But it's part of the reason why we're doing something tonight. It's part of the reason why I've said, hey, if we're going to try to correct justice in an unjust world, it's got to start with us. And several people have said to me, Kev, is there some way that we could make a demonstrable statement that means that we believe and want justice for all people? And I said, yeah, my friends at Christian Solidarity International, we are liberating slaves on the African continent right now. Here's a little backstory as to how that all got started.
During the Sudanese Civil War, Islamic militias raided the Christian-majority villages of southern Sudan, wreaking death and destruction. Hundreds of thousands were kidnapped and taken into slavery, torn away from their families, forced to convert to Islam, and subjected to untold horrors. Today, tens of thousands are still enslaved, but there is hope. Since 1995, Christian Solidarity International has liberated over 100,000 of these who have been enslaved, bringing them home, reuniting them with their families. We need your help to bring those left home. $250 will free one person from slavery and provide them with a survival kit. basic items like food, shelter, a goat, and fishing supplies. Please, help us bring freedom for South Sudanese Christians and other minorities by giving generously. $250 frees one person. $500 frees two people. $1,000 frees four people. We won't stop until everyone has been freed.
And that is the commitment that Christian Solidarity International has made for years. They are committed to eradicating human slavery. It's an unjust thing. We are still grappling with the consequences of it hundreds of years after it has been no longer legal in America. Friends, tonight, and I'm so excited because I think we're about eight slaves away, at least we were at the top of the hour, we're about eight slaves away from being able to do twice as many liberations tonight as we would have otherwise, because one particular fan of this show and strong supporter of CSI made it clear to me earlier this week. He said, Kev, this coming Saturday night, I want to do something special. And so last hour, he let me know, and we announced, if we can do 10 slaves liberated this evening, he's going to match it slave for slave. That's a generous gift. That's a $2,500 gift in total, because it's $250 to see one person set free. And if you're just joining us and you don't know what all is included in that, entailed in that, let me explain to you that the slaves came about because Sudan was at a civil war with itself. The Islamic jihadists of the north were at war with the southern Christians, and they would make raids on southern towns, and they would come in and they would take property, they would take beasts, animals, vehicles. They would just strip people of everything that they had, and then they would also take the women and children against their will and march them back to North Sudan. And they basically became, you know, literal slaves to those people. They're forced to work in the fields. They're forced to work in the homes. They're forced to do the most menial of labor. They're barely given anything to eat. They're paid nothing. The women are regularly assaulted, and they are forced to convert to Islam. They are forced to have the babies of the slave masters. They are so mistreated. It is dehumanizing. It is inhumane how they are treated. And it is a sign that we still have problems on planet Earth when it comes to treating all men and women equally. So if you've been frustrated tonight about the racial issue here in the U.S. and you're saying, I want to be demonstrably different, I want to make a difference, I want to do something that's actually going to count for something, pick up the phone and call 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. A $25 gift for 10 months, a $50 gift for 5 months, a $125 gift for 2 months, or a one-time gift of $250. Any combination of those will set a slave free tonight. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And you're going to be liberating people like a young woman that I will never forget hearing her story for the very first time. She was a young teenager when she was taken. Her brother was shot in the face and killed on her family's forced migration to North Sudan. Her dad was killed on the way. Her mom was sent to a separate slave household. Her best friend was assaulted and murdered on her way. So when she arrived at the place where she was going, her slave master's house, she was all alone. Mistreated, repeatedly raped by not just the master, but the master's son. She was told she would have to perform female circumcision with a rusty lid of a can. She got infections from that. There were all sorts of trauma. But when she was liberated, when somebody got her liberation arranged and cared for, she came back to the Christian Solidarity International recovery camp, and as she was telling her story, she said, thank you. Thank you to God. Thank you to the Christians in the U.S. who helped us. Thank you to those who are still doing it. And then she said, but please don't stop. There are more. Go get all of our brothers and sisters. Friends, last year, those of you listening to this show, we liberated in excess of 221 slaves together. My family did four of those. Will you help us this year? We are 36 slaves liberated, with some 61 to go in our goal for this spring. And friends, you can do it. We can do it together. $500 will take care of two slaves. That's $50 a month for 10 months if you wanted to do two slaves. Or $100 a month for 5 months. But whatever you can do, would you do it now? Because this hour, every slave that we liberate will bring another liberation. One anonymous donor is going to match if we hit that 10 slave threshold. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Need your help. 888-342-1010. Thanks for being with us tonight on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com. GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Thanking you for being here. Thanking you for caring. Thanking you for calling 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. I want to say thank you to some people who have called. Jeffrey, listening in Quebec, Canada, said, hey, I care about the enslaved. He liberated one slave tonight, a one-time gift of $250. Thank you, Jeffrey. From Kew Garden Hills, New York, Myson said, hey, here's $100 towards that matching challenge tonight. Thank you, Myson. I appreciate your generosity. Ann said, from New Jersey, she said, all I can do is $20, but will that help? Yes, Ann, because if we have that matched, then it's going to go towards helping two slaves become free tonight. And Renee in Jeffersonville, Indiana, also giving a generous gift tonight of $150. And Gene from Louisville, Kentucky, a champion. Gene coming in with a $500 gift. That's going to help two slaves find freedom and know that they will not have to live the life of a slave any longer. And sometimes we don't really understand the real cost of it. Take a listen to this.
After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I had good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan.
That's the slave named Adut. And Adut was in slavery for only 5 years. And I say only 5 years because many of the slaves that we have helped to liberate have been there since they were children. Some of them 10, 12 years at a time. But the reason that I want you to understand the crime that's committed here is because slavery is dehumanizing. It is humiliating, and it hurts terribly those whose lives it touches. And here's my friend Heidi McGinnis describing what that humiliation is really like.
Transformation is absolutely amazing, because what we have to be aware of is that the first thing that happens with the persons who've been ruptured, ripped out of the fabric of their family. I mean, I've had young women say, you know, my mommy gave me cow's milk in the morning. I was loved. And the next thing, she's on this journey to hell after she's been kidnapped into the north. She's raped along the way. She comes into slavery. She has to undergo female genital mutilation, which is done with the lid of a can or a scissor or a knife. But one of the first things that happens after that violent dehumanizing process is the forceful Arabization and Islamization that takes place. And the very first thing is the people that are enslaved lose their name. They lose their identity. They're robbed of who they are.
And friends, that's why, at least it's my opinion, that's why in recent days you've had such an emphasis on the issues we've been facing here in the U.S. about saying their names. Because when you dehumanize people, when you take away their dignity, when you take away their identity, you have fundamentally destroyed not only who they are known to themselves, but to the world around them. And there's no better way to control and purely evil towards someone. And I honestly think that if you are trying to do that to things that are made in God's image, that you have to take the ability to look upon something with compassion, someone with care. You have to remove their humanity from that in order to be cruel. Because you can't look at them and say, well, what if that was my daughter? You can't look at them and say, well, if that was my daughter that was experiencing that, of course I would fight rigorously against that. I would go, you know, take them apart limb by limb. Of course you would. Why? Because you believe in the humanity and the dignity and the identity of your loved one. Well, friends, it's not any different. In this situation, the crime here in the U.S. was that that officer saw no humanity in George Floyd at all. So keeping his knee on his neck until he passed out from lack of oxygen and until he finally gave up his life, that officer, if you look at that tape, there was a coldness. There was I don't care about this person as a human. And that reality is being carried out every single day in the households where these slaves are so mistreated, the way Heidi McGinnis told me on my show just a couple of years ago. That was a soundbite from a past visit. But she traveled there for 14 years and saw it over and over again. Friends, I need you to see it as well. I need you to feel it. I need you to see and to feel the threat and the danger and the pure desperation of someone who is living without any hope at all. And then think about it from the standpoint of what happens when hope comes into their life. And let me explain how that works. So the slave retriever, very similar to the Underground Railroad of the Civil War era, the slave retrievers go up into the North. They make contact with the slaves. They make contact with the slave masters. They begin to negotiate their release. And it basically goes like this. They say to the slave master, hey, your cattle are going to have a hard time this coming heat season. And we've got this vaccine called Novidium, and I can make it available. And the slave master will say, well, how much will it cost? And he says, no, I'm not taking money. I will trade you a vaccine for your cattle for Novidium for one vaccine. I will take the life of one slave. You'll give me the liberty of one slave. You'll release one slave into my care. And sometimes slave masters, depending on how many cattle they have, they'll do two or three, and they'll say yes, because they care more about the cattle than they do the humans. Then that slave retriever, as he gathers a group, they begin to walk all night, overnight, sometimes many days, 7 to 12 days, to get back to southern Sudan. And when they cross over the border into safety, they get medical care, they get restorative counseling, they get help in nutrition and food. Sometimes they've been starved for such a long time, they have to be kind of nursed along a little bit to be given their strength back. They write down their story. They remember their name. They try to help CSI identify where their family might be from or who their relatives were. And then they're given this thing called the Bag of Hope, which is just the best thing ever, because they've never gotten any gift at all. And all of a sudden, they've been given the world. They're literally given a tarp that they can turn into a living shelter, a tent for themselves. They have gardening tools to plant a crop of sorghum to feed themselves into the future. They get a year's supply of sorghum to help them survive the coming year. They get a she-goat that will give them milk and dairy products and a micro-enterprise, because they can breed the she-goat and create more she-goats and support themselves that way. And then they get all of that together, and they go home. Friends, that's what we're making happen tonight. When you call 888-342-1010, we're helping people who have lived a life of utter injustice, who have been so wrongfully mistreated. We're helping them go home. 888-342-1010. And everyone we get done this hour, going to be matched person for person if we can get 10. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Less than a day after a black man was killed by an Atlanta officer in a struggle following a field sobriety test, the city's police chief has resigned. The event was caught on video.
Oh!
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms accepted Erica Shields' resignation.
Chief Shields has offered to immediately step aside as police chief so that the city may move forward with urgency in rebuilding the trust so desperately needed throughout our community.
According to officials, police had been called to a Wendy's restaurant complaint that a man was sleeping in a car blocking the drive-through lane as customers were waiting in line. The victim was identified as 27-year-old Richard Brooks. They say the struggle was over a police taser. The mayor also wants one of the officers fired. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Thank you. Thank you to those who are calling. Thank you to folks like Joshua from Rahway, New Jersey. He said, you know, I can't do much, but I can do $20. Joshua, that's going to count. It's going to help a slave get free tonight. Philip from Somerville, Georgia, just outside of Augusta there, $50 a month for 5 months. He will help a slave be liberated. Philip, thank you for your generosity. We've also got Henry from Sarasota, Florida, tuning in. He's going to do the $25 a month for 10 months. Both of those guys, by the way, the 50 times 5 or 25 times 10, that will help. That will help a slave be liberated. And you're making it happen right now. There are 96 negotiations underway for slaves right now that we could bring to their families. We could bring back home to South Sudan. Your $250 gift will provide the vaccine to negotiate with. It will provide the bag of hope that will change their life, give them a new start, a fresh start. And there's just nothing else like it. Friends, I've been advocating for groups that do good for a long time. I have never been so proud to be associated with any of them the way I am to be a part of the work of CSI. This is a tiny little group. I mean, they've got, I think, three staff members total. And they are working night and day to negotiate with governments, to plead for more just circumstances for human trafficked slaves the world over. They're trying to help governments address injustice. And to be candid, it's a wonderful break from what we're seeing on our television screens. When we realize that we're still grappling with justice in the U.S., to know that we can actually go liberate someone who's had nothing but injustice their whole life. And that's another reason why people are saying, say their name. Say their name. Why? Take a listen.
Agui Aguer Aguer. It just shows us how important our name is, and that there's power in the name of Jesus when we get together to do what is right before the Lord and our siblings. He said, I never thought about running out of slavery to be free, because if you decide to escape and you're caught, then you're killed. I've seen children my age killed. And he said, the first thing that I did, Omer, who took me as a slave, was to change my name to Hassan. And he said, I had to abandon my language, abandon my faith, and take on this Muslim name. I hated being called Hassan. And it wasn't my name. It was the name of the slave master. And so then he said, at the end of the interview, he stood up and he said, I am now Agui Aguer Aguer again. And never again will I be called Hassan anymore, ever again.
Can you imagine? Just imagine. Someone taking the name that you have had your entire life and saying you can't have it anymore. It's not yours. You're not your own person. When CSI returns those slaves home and they help them remember or find sometimes for the first time what their Christian name was, it is one of the most freeing things. That was my friend Pastor Heidi McGinnis, who used to do advocacy work for CSI. She went to the Sudan for 14 straight years and saw this with her own eyes. And her health has grown weak in recent years, and she hasn't been able to do nearly as much as she used to or even wants to. But she still writes me from time to time. And she will say, Kevin, don't forget to pray for our brothers and sisters. Our brothers and sisters in Sudan, never forget the plight of what they face. And friends, that's one of the motivating factors as to why I continue to be so involved with what we do at CSI. CSI is like my extended family. They think what I think, and they go and do what I would be willing to do if I had the time and the resources and the money to be able to do it. Using the network of pastors and local churches on the ground, they are able to take these former slaves and embrace them back into their community, give them a home, reestablish their dignity and their identity and their self-confidence in who they are, and help them plant their crop and get them started on their new life. Friends, that's what you're doing. You're taking someone who's literally living death, and you're turning them into someone who's living life again. And the only crime they ever committed was being born in the wrong place and worshiping the wrong God. And for that, they have paid sometimes in dozens of years of slavery conditions by jihadist masters who would rather kill them, to be honest with you, than to feed them half the time. You're changing that whole thing when you jump on board tonight. And tonight, if we have 10 slaves that are liberated in this hour, another 10 will be liberated by a single donor to CSI. 888-342-1010. It's our 10 for 10 challenge. And we've got limited time left, but I need you to call. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Or online at csi-usa.org. And click on Kevin McCullough's picture. I'll tell you more right there on the homepage. 888-342-1010.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us Saturday night, Radio Night Live, and joint production once again this week as lockdown radio continues. My TV and radio crew not able to join me because of the circumstances where we live, and my daytime crew not able to join me either, but between the three sets of everyone, we're able to get this show to you every week, and we have not missed a week. We've not taken a single week off, so I hope that you've been benefited by the really, truly stellar guests we've had and the conversations we've had, and tonight, friends, we're still at a crossroads. Our country is still grossly wrestling with things that I think a lot of us would have just been comfortable saying we dealt with a long time ago. But almost every person I know has had a revelation of some sort in the last few days as our nation is still trying to struggle with justice. And justice is a global problem. It's not just the U.S. That's why what is going on in the Sudan is so jarring. It's one of the reasons why my friends at Christian Solidarity International decided to get involved.
During the Sudanese Civil War, hundreds of thousands were kidnapped and taken into slavery, torn away from their families, forced to convert to Islam, and subjected to untold horrors.
Now, I want you to think about that for a second. You take people, and it's bad enough that you're going to... if you're listening, you know that I'm if you listen regularly, you know I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of the Bible. And Scripture says very clearly that you do not do anything. If a man works a day's worth of work, you give him a day's worth of wages. That's the eternal, divine, universal principle that is spiritual law. And you don't have to be a Christian or a God believer or anything else to know that that's right. A man is worthy of his hire. And so if he does good work, he should be paid for that work, the fair price. So just consider this. These Islamic radicals that take these Christian women and children and they transport them north. And they beat them. And they whip them. And they make them work for days. They humiliate them. Some of the young kids that they've taken, when the child looks at the slave master wrong, they'll string them up by a tree and they'll make them stare into the sun for hours, sometimes blinding the young person. It's just inhumane. It is cruel. It is total evil. And that's why what we do with Christian Solidarity International is so important, because when we set these people free, we begin to give them back their life and dignity. Here's my friend Pastor Heidi McGinnis with a couple more examples of a couple of times that happened.
We were in the marketplace of Rarabar, which is very close to South Darfur, and I had been in Rarabar during the war in 2004 when the marketplace had been burned down, but now it was thriving. And then this young man came running up, and he said to us, "Don't you remember me? You were there when I was freed. My name is Dominic. I'm in the sixth grade." You know, that is so great. And then Michael, who was a father and a husband who'd been enslaved, when he was freed, he became a catechist and formed a church of 750 members. I mean, you talk about resurrection experiences, and 250 of the members are former slaves.
Can you imagine that? I mean, just let that sink in for a second. Just ponder the importance of that. He's a slave. He's beaten. He is abused. There are all kinds of things that happen to him. And what does he decide to do with his life? As a Christian? As a free Christian? As a former slave? He goes into ministry. And he goes into dealing with those that have been wrongfully treated. And now he pastors a church of 750, and in South Sudan, that's a mega church. And roughly a full third of them are former slaves that have come back, and that he's helping work through the forgiving of their slave masters, not letting bitterness ruin your heart, helping you become the person that God truly created you to be, which is nothing like what you were treated as a slave. Friends, this hour, and with just a few minutes left in the hour, we have had a challenge be given to us. And I want you to think about the power of this, because we might just be one liberated slave away from meeting that goal. We had a challenge. If 10 slaves could be freed in this hour, then a single donor to CSI was going to come alongside and say, I will liberate 10 more. And if you're on the edge and you've been hearing the stories and you've been hearing the bigger dialogue that's going on in our country, what does justice look like? How do we make justice happen? One of the ways we create justice in the future is that we outdo the injustice of the past. And so when a police officer takes the life of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and the entire country literally is on fire because of it, we need many, many, many more people to go out and do demonstrably good things for people that are in the ways of injustice. And I don't know of a more unjust way of life than being considered the property of another human being, than being considered lower than the cattle that they raise. That a medical vaccine for someone's cattle is worth more to a slave master than the human being that is there. It defies credulity in my own way of thinking, but I don't care. As long as that slave master takes that vaccine and gives us that human back, and we can take them and we can help them come back to life again. So many of them have lost hope. So many of them feel like they are trapped and they'll never be free again. And friends, there are still tens of thousands. 100,000 have been freed, but there are still tens of thousands that need our help. And tonight we're asking you to just help us close the gap on the 61 that are still not yet free that we knew about when we started the show. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And if you decide $25 a month for 10 months, or $50 a month for 5 months, or $125 for 2 months, or $250 one-time gift, if you decide that tonight, and you help us get across the 10 slave threshold, we liberate 10 lives. There'll be 10 more liberated simply because you took the action now, before it's too late. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Please go to the phone or online at csi-usa.org. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You know, twice in the last week, when the brother of George Floyd, Terrence Floyd, took the microphone. Once he was at the site of his brother's death in Minneapolis. He was standing there on the street, the curb, right where that officer took that man's life. And then later he was at the Brooklyn, New York-based memorial service for his brother. And in both places, it was really rather remarkable because he picked up the megaphone in Minneapolis and he picked up the microphone in Brooklyn. And he said to everyone listening, he said, there's things that my brother would have wanted. He said he would have wanted, for instance, for us to demonstrate in peace. My brother was a peace-loving man. And he said, peace on the left, justice on the right. And it was kind of interesting because then they held up the signs, the peace sign and the sign for justice, and the crowd chanted back to him, peace on the left, justice on the right. He said, my brother would not have wanted us to destroy our neighborhoods, our businesses, our own people. And he began to weep in the Minneapolis appearance. He began to weep when he said it because he knew it was true. That when Antifa and these other groups came into the picture, they weren't concerned about African Americans, and they weren't concerned about Black Lives Matter, and they weren't concerned about the welfare of our country. When Antifa got mixed into these protests, their goal was very clear: create so much chaos that the police could be blamed for it, that the nation could be brought down by it, and that absolute anarchy would reign. And they made a pretty good impression along those lines. They got quite a way down the road before they were discovered. But the other thing that Terrence Floyd said at the memorial in Brooklyn was that he said his brother would want to have nothing to do with the destruction. He would be proud of the protests, but he would not tolerate the destruction. Proud of the protest, but despise the destruction. And the reason was because he was a man of faith and believed that that counted for something. Friends, I'm a man of faith. And I believe if we want to see justice come, we have to be active in pursuing it. And while we can't go get George Floyd's life back from that murderous gang of officers that dishonored their shield and their service, we can liberate someone who is living in slavery tonight. If you've missed any of this show, go back and get the podcast and listen to the stories. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. It's my prayer that we met that 10-person challenge, because that means that then we will have liberated 20-plus people tonight. But we need your help. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org. CSI-USA.org. Click on the picture of Kevin McCullough. Click right through. Give your best gift. If you do it before the top of the hour, it will count. And hopefully, we'll have liberated a lot of lives tonight and taken a step towards justice, toward a more perfect union. That's my prayer anyway.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.